To a certain extent, he's 7 foot. He's a low down low. I'm 6'11", and I'm athletic. So it just helps us in terms of matchups for the season. We're going to see a lot of athletic big guys, and we're going to see a lot of big guys that we can't move off the block. So it just helps us both.
You've been through college basketball for 1 year, the Big Ten.
Yeah.
How ready is that? Is he ready for it?
Oh, most definitely. I think like all of the freshmen, the work ethic is there. He realizes that high school is high school, and college is a totally different thing. So he's always in our ears, asking us what it's going to be like, what to expect. And we're just trying to get everyone prepared, including him. So it'll be a good.
Do you feel like you've taken on more of a leadership role this year?
I would say towards the freshmen. I think a leadership role, that's reserved for guys like Eric May, Derek Marvin, and Zach, just because of the older guys in terms of basketball experience. But I'm trying to like give them knowledge of what to expect, like the season to be like, the progression that they're going to make, the ups and downs, not to expect there's going to be like very good straight away. It's just a gradual process. So that's the kind of message that I'm giving to them.
Coach McCaffrey described your progress as unbelievable. That was the word that he used.
Okay.
What word would you use to describe the progress that you've made from year one to year two?
I don't think I'd do it with one word. I think I'll say I wouldn't know how to explain it. Unbelievable. That's a really good thing. I think you just have to credit the coaching staff. I mean, and my teammates. A lot of people didn't expect things from me last year, but the coaching staff kept sustaining my ear. Coach Francis, Coach Dillard, all the coaching staff, they just told me to keep on continuing to progress and just try and improve my game.
He also said that you need to learn that it's okay to make a mistake. Are you a perfectionist, or does that just come with the fact that you're still sort of learning the game of basketball?
I'd say it's a mixture of both. I've been playing for around 5 or 6 years. I mean, I used to play a little bit before, but I started practicing every day around 5 or 6 years ago. So obviously it's a process. I think the thing about me is I want to help my team so much that sometimes I hang my head down in the paint where I should be sprinting back. And there's no point if I miss a layup or I miss a jump shot, there's no point hanging my head down back there. I should just be sprinting over to the other rim and trying to raise the mistake I made. So I think that's what I've learned a lot.
Thank you.
How would you describe the team chemistry that you guys have had here since, you know, you started up school again, yeah, going through fall workouts?
Oh, I think it was instantaneous. The chemistry between us. I think the first day all the freshmen came on, I think I gave them all nicknames by the end of the first day. So I love those guys. It wasn't really a hard transition. We left a couple of really funny guys left and really funny guys came in. So obviously the off the court relationships helped the on the court stuff. So I'm continuing to get to know them. They're great guys. We've got a great group of core guys here. So
now I'm curious, because I haven't talked to any freshmen yet. What are some of these nicknames? And are they nicknames that have stuck that like everybody on the team prefers?
With Adam Woodbury, I call him anything from Woodrow Wilson to Woody Awards to Big Wood. He's got multiple nicknames. No one calls him Adam, which is kind of crazy to me. Obviously with Anthony Clemens, they're Sat. I don't really know how that nickname came about, but that's what he told us to call him. And then with Patrick Ingram, he's called Nephew. And then with Kyle, I just call him KM or Maya. And I just call Mike. Mike is a character. I just call him Mike. He's probably my favorite. So
I gotta ask too, because I know you finally gave into Twitter a little while back. Who talked you into it?
Everyone. Everyone told me to get one. Everyone thought it would be funny. Sometimes I have random stuff to say to people, so I think everyone from Aaron White to Zach to Josh, everyone told me to get one, so I eventually gave in, and I'm addicted to it. So, yeah.
You think Coach McCaffrey will ever end up getting one? Because I feel like he's like the only one now that doesn't have one.
I would like to see that. Yeah. I would like to see that. It'll be interesting, some of the stuff he puts on before and after games, so I'll talk to him about it. We'll see what happens.